This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, June 24, and these are the headlines. A total of 7,380 cases have been filed against violators of the COVID-19 standard health protocols, community quarantine guidelines, and executive orders as of June 19, 2021. There were 73,440 violators arrested from May 16, 2020 to June 19, 2021. This was presented by Angel Sumagaysay, the Public Safety and Security Command Center Chief, during the City Hall's weekly department heads meeting held Monday, June 21. Face mask violators topped the list with a total of 26,176. Second on the list were the face shield violators, who totaled 17,425, which increased by 2,449 from June 13's record of 14,976. In third were those who did not comply with the social distancing or mass gathering protocol, totaling 17,274. There were 960 more curfew violators arrested, raising the total to 11,108 from the 10,148 logged in the previous report. Liquor ban violators slightly increased by 22 since June 13 from 699 to 721 as of June 19, while 232 more were apprehended for not adhering to the community quarantine protocol of only accessing essential goods and services, pushing the figure to 592 from 360. Fake RT-PCR violators reached 136. Violators of the billiard game prohibition stayed at 8 as no new arrest was reported. Meanwhile, from August 1, 2020 to June 19, 1,899 cases were filed from 7,455 caught pillion riding without a barrier. In business, interest of American investors became robust after the Corporate Recovery and Tax Incentives for Enterprises Act was passed into law this year, Department of Trade and Industry Undersecretary Serafino Rodolfo said. The CREATE law lowers corporate income tax rate from 30% to 25% while providing performance-based, targeted, and time-bound fiscal incentives to investors. The second package of the Comprehensive Tax Reform Program can attract more investments from the U.S. as the U.S. government pivots to a more resilient supply chain by adding manufacturing bases in other parts of the world. In sports, the country's top para-swimmer Ernie Gawilan formalized his Tokyo Paralympics bid after his review classification race in the 2021 World Para-Swimming World Series held in Berlin, Germany recently. He won a bronze medal for Team Philippines in the men's 400-meter freestyle finals, timed at 5 minutes and 3.74 seconds. Under his new classification, he is now eligible to join the Tokyo Paralympics, where he is expected to compete in the 400-meter freestyle, 100-meter backstroke, and 200-meter individual medley events. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. Log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph for more stories. This is John De Velos for the headlines.